following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by University of Phoenix and Miller Lite.
Good evening from the home of the first place 7-1 Chicago Bears, Hallis Hall. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority in front of our friends from Conway Freight. I'm Zach Zaidman, pleased to be joined by the man who leads the National Football League in interceptions. That would be the cornerback, Tim Jennings, along with the guy who is known for what he says off the field and making big plays on it. That would be DJ Moore. Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Zach? We're broadcasting live here from the George Muggs Hallis Auditorium. This is the place where you guys meet at the beginning of every week. It's got to be a happy meeting room this year, right?
Well, so far so good, you know.
I'll tell you how good it's been. That Monday night, I'm watching the game on TV, and all of a sudden at halftime, they're interviewing President Obama, right? The first fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know he likes the Bears. He's from here and all that. And he's asked, can the Chicago Bears win the Super Bowl this year? And, you know, usually politicians, they kind of try to give an answer to protect themselves either way. There was no hesitation by Obama. He went straight out and goes, yes, the Bears can win the Super Bowl. Then says, best defense in the league right now. Tillman may be defensive player of the year the way he's playing. You got to win it now. You got to, right?
When the president gives you a shout out like that.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
You pretty much got it right now. So as long as he keep playing like he playing, or even play half as good as he playing, he should win it.
You know, I'm stunned that he mentioned the NFC Defensive Player of the Year for Defensive Player of the Month for October. He did not mention the NFC Player of the Month for September. You got to feel left out, Tim. That's not cool.
Hey, I mean, it comes with the territory. I mean, I'm gonna have a talk with him. I think he forgot about me. But it's okay. I mean, Charles been playing great football, so. That just taps the house. We take it all as a defense as a good thing, though.
It really is remarkable. So many different guys are playing outstanding football for the Bears on defense. Here's what I want to know. When something like that happens, were you watching it live when the president was talking?
I did see it.
Did you immediately text Peanut?
Not immediately. I didn't text Peanut because I know he'd probably been getting a whole lot of text messages.
He said he was sleeping.
He did say he was sleeping, but he didn't hear the end of it when we came to work the next
day. All right. See, that's what I want to know. Take us into the – so you guys show up to work the next day. Who brought it up?
Well, first when we came in, it was breakfast time, and, you know, of course it was the talk of work, and Major was the first thing to say something to him about it. I mean, of course he knew when he was waking up in the middle of the night talking about he was going through a text message. He heard his wife woke him up, but he was just like, he was asleep. Of course, you know, like, you know, and you was excited because Barack Obama said you should be defensive player of the month, but he was humble about it, but I think deep down inside, he was very excited.
How can you not be jacked when the president of the United States is mentioning your name, talking about the team that could potentially end up winning the Super Bowl?
Exactly.
That doesn't happen often.
That's big.
Tim Jennings, DJ Moore, our guest here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. So, on election night, how many Bears were at McCormick Place?
Not I.
I hear Israel Adonijé was down there.
Was he?
He's always somewhere doing something.
I mean, how does he know? It seems like that guy knows everybody. You know, he was on the show a few weeks ago. He's talking about how he knows Common, Jennifer Hudson. I mean, he's just ticking off the stars. And he's talking about President Obama. I mean, this guy, and he's Canadian, too.
But he's pretty big time, though. He's pretty big time down in the area. I mean,
he's like an ambassador.
Yeah, but he does a lot of like outreach programs and stuff, so I think he get around to a lot of people and stuff like that. But he does know just about everybody in Chicago, I believe.
That's pretty cool. I mean, it's how do you guys avoid having a big head when everyone's showering you with praise? Everyone's saying the Bears are great. The defense is fantastic. There was a while there, last game against Tennessee, where it seemed like every time you guys were on the field, you were going to yank the ball right back.
I mean, those times are fun. You know, those would be the fun times of the moment. But, you know, we stay humble when we come around each other. I mean, nobody got our own backs the way we do, you know. It could be ups and downs, but we know when we come in the locker room, it's like family-oriented. So we know how to stay humble, you know, even when things going good or bad. So that's why we're able to, you know, keep a level head.
I got a question for you. And maybe, DJ, you can help me answer this when it comes to Tim Jennings. He came to the Bears from the Indianapolis Colts, right? He had a ring. Came to the Bears from the Colts with 4 career interceptions in 53 games. It is true. 4 career interceptions in 53 games during your time in Indianapolis.
Yeah, you're right.
Right?
You're right.
Then you come here, and already 8 games in, you've got 6. What changed?
Who did that, for me or DJ?
For you.
Oh.
DJ didn't get those picks.
I didn't have the opportunities like I did in Indianapolis.
What do you mean you didn't have the opportunities?
Well, I didn't start as many games as I did now than I did in Indianapolis. I mean, I played, you know, here and there, third down especially. But I didn't have as many opportunities as I did now. But now, I mean, I'm getting comfortable with it. You know, I'm able to get comfortable and just go out there and have some fun, man.
What's the key? I mean, DJ, you've been there in terms of taking the ball away. What's the key?
When it's your turn to make the play, just make it. Sometimes the quarterback is just going to throw balls up for you to catch it. You'll see a lot of guys around the league miss it. But Tim is catching everything, you know. If the guy slips or run the wrong route, you still got to catch it.
Exactly.
I mean, there's no, you know, like, well, he slipped and I shouldn't catch it. You know, let him have another try. Nah, pick it off, score a touchdown. You know, that's how we get all of these touchdowns on defense.
You know what's amazing is at the tail end of last year, remember that trip to Lambeau Field? Bears had a game against the Packers, and it was not a fun time for Tim Jennings. They benched you in that game. You have been on fire ever since. You got a pick in the season finale against Minnesota, and you haven't stopped taking the ball away. Did you, when they sat you down, what was running through your mind and the vengeance that you've come back with?
Wasn't a whole lot. It was just that I kind of knew the business and nature of the game at the time. I wasn't making the plays I was supposed to. And I just kind of took that in stride and realized, you know what, if I ever had another opportunity to go out there and make a few plays, and I got to come up with it if I want to continue to play in this league. So I kind of took that mentality and worked on some of the things I needed to work on. And I guess that's kind of been some of the sets I've been having now.
Yeah, you're not giving it up now.
No, sir.
Tim Jennings, DJ Moore, our guest live here at the George Muggs Halas Auditorium inside Halas Hall. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access rolls on live from the George Muggs Halas Auditorium here inside Halas Hall. Support the 24th annual Chicago Bears and Jewel Osco Coat Drive by donating winter coats from September 24th through December 16th at Jewel Osco stores in the Chicagoland area. Coats will benefit the Salvation Army and public schools in Chicago. Visit ChicagoBears.com for more information. Zach Saveman with Tim Jennings and DJ Moore. 7-1 Bears, 7-1 Texans. This is why you play. You play for games like this, don't you? National TV. You're smiling. I see it. You like it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, primetime games, big games, you know. It's 2-7-1 teams getting ready to go at it. 2 pretty good defenses. It's time to show the world, you know, what's Bear football about and who's a better team.
Do you hear what people in the media, what fans say about this game? Because they're hyping it up a ton.
Nah, tell me. What'd they say?
Well, they're saying, this is what you often hear about both teams, because they look at the schedules that both teams have played, and you hear, oh, this is a litmus test. You know, this is a chance to prove that they're legit, because the schedule hasn't been that difficult through the first 8 games. Now, you guys are out there playing.
Well, I think every week in the NFL is hard. You got to prepare for it. You got to come to practice and all that stuff. So, I mean, every game that you win is, I mean, it's the NFL. You know, we're not playing, you know, Pop Warner teams or whatnot. So, I mean, if you look at the team's record, I guess you could say that. So, I mean, hopefully we come out on top and show that, I mean, we're a good team.
Every week, you know, they ask me on the radio about the Bears, and I keep saying, you know, there's going to come a time where the Bears don't score a touchdown on defense. There's going to come a game where they don't take the ball away as much as they have. Do you guys ever think like that?
No, not necessarily. We feel like there's going to be plenty of opportunities. We got to win the turnover battle. So we kind of got to take the ball away. And we don't look at it, well, it might be some games we don't, because we can't think like that, because we have to win the turnover ratio.
You guys lead the NFL in takeaways. They've given it up the fewest times.
Yeah.
Now, that you got to love that challenge.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough challenge. I mean, it's a challenge we look forward to. I think the quarterback only throw with 5 or 6 picks, and we kind of thrive in that and to kind of taking the ball away. So it's a challenge to us. It's a challenge as the defense. And we feel like, you know, we have to go out there and prove that we lead the league in takeaways for a reason.
Watch Bears Game Day Live, brought to you by Subway, Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. on Fox Chicago, and Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by Toyota, Sunday nights at 10:35 p.m. on Fox Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows, with DJ Moore and Tim Jennings here on Bears All Access. So the mustache thing that, and I know it's for a great cause. I don't know who started it. Was it the quarterback who started it? Who got the whole mustache thing going?
Who said something, DJ? I think it was I think Lance. I heard Lance say something about it. He said something to Peanut, and that's kind of like, yeah, let's do it. And I kind of just nicely walked off like I didn't hear him.
Yeah, but you had a mustache already.
I had a mustache and a beard. Like, yeah, I can't do just the mustache.
Right. You know? No, that's okay. But you're still part of the crew.
Yeah, exactly.
Explain to me what happened to DJ. DJ doesn't have the mustache. He's grown facial hair, just no mustache. He's going the opposite way.
I don't know.
My or are mom, you trying to grow a mustache and I just can't see it?
I'm trying, you know. I want it, you know. Anybody could donate some hair to me or something, I'll put it on my face, but, you know, it's
white.
Eventually it'll come in, I guess. So.
Yeah, I feel you. Because I feel like if I start growing one right now, it might, by January, it might look like I have a mustache.
Ugh.
So which defeats the whole purpose of November. Who's got the ugliest mustache on the team?
Henry Melton?
Yeah, man, that's... Yeah, put it into words for people who haven't seen it. It looks like he needs to just wash something off right underneath his nose, right? It doesn't quite look like what a mustache should look like.
It's like a mixture of stank and nasty or something. I don't know. I mean, it's a new word, you know, so I don't really know what it is. It just looks bad.
And he's proud of it, too. He keeps taking different pictures of it and posting it on Twitter.
Yeah, he thought it was cool at the time, and I think people had to tell him the truth. Like, that's terrible.
Now, who looks ultra cool with their stash inside the Bears locker room?
All of them are terrible to me. But if you had to pick one, I mean, the one that looks like they could just have the mustache is probably Lance Briggs. I mean, he keep his nice and neat. A little like, you know.
Urlacher started and shaved it off, right?
Yeah, I don't think his came in the way he wanted to.
And that's the smart thing, because there are a bunch of other guys who should follow his lead.
Yeah, did you see Peanut's on when he first had the handlebar?
Oh, my. Peanut looks scary, man.
Yeah, it was,
I mean,
like,
he looks
I
like
don't
a,
want him
a,
around my child.
Because he had the ultra Fu Manchu going.
Yeah,
you know,
that was pretty bad, too.
Man, and speaking of children, this has been a big topic this week because, you know, Charles Tillman came out publicly on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score earlier in the week and said, and I think most people can understand this, if his wife, who is due to give birth on Monday, if the baby comes Sunday night, he's going to be in the hospital with her. Can you believe this has become a national conversation / debate?
Nah, I really can't believe it. I mean, that just lets you know how, you know, people are just so involved with what we do as football players, but they don't look at the aspect outside of football, what's really important, what we go through each and every day outside of football. So that kind of just opened up our eyes and, you know, just kind of let you realize, you know, people just see us as football players. But realistically, Charles knows the importance of childbirth, of his fourth child, and the consequences of anything that may come up with.
You know, and DJ, you can relate to this because your wife's due to give birth very soon, right? In February?
Yeah, February, yeah.
So if you were in the same situation that Peanut's in, what would you do?
Yeah, I'm not playing either. So, I mean, there's really no, you know, question like, well, and I might try to make it back, you know, but if I can't make it back, then, you know, I mean, it's the NFL for a reason. I mean, guys have made the team. I mean, people can just step up. I mean, it's not like they couldn't do what Tillman does or whatever with the calls, fumbles, and stuff like that probably. But, I mean, it's guys, you just have to step up.
You know what tells me? It tells me that Charles Tillman's become a special player when everyone's talking about him this way. This is why they're talking about him as a potential defensive player of the year candidate. It's because he is such a valuable weapon. And you guys talked about it earlier. Four forced fumbles. I mean, there are people who don't get four forced fumbles in 2 years. And he had it in one game.
Special guy.
It is. I mean, he's been doing it. I think the best one I've seen, we was playing, I think we played the Redskins last year, and a guy was blocking him, and he, like, reached around the guy and, like, punched it out. So we had, like, 2-on-1. He still, I mean, it was, I mean, he's been doing it, I mean, ever since I've been here.
Yeah.
They just haven't been talking about it a lot until now. And once you put the numbers up, you can tell, like, oh, he's been doing this for a while, so why haven't you been talking about it? So?
Yeah, he and Brian Dawkins, the only NFL 30-30 men. You know, 30 forced fumbles, 30 picks. It's pretty impressive. Coming up next, guys, get the thinking caps on. We're going to play the most popular segment on the show, Are You a Bears Authority? If you don't know what this is, you're going to want to tune in. This is going to be pretty special with Jennings and DJ Moore right here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, live from Hallis Hall with our friends from Conway Freight on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access rolls on live from the George Muggs Hallis Auditorium inside Hallis Hall here with Tim Jennings and DJ Moore. The Bears thank Giordano's Famous Stuffed Pizza for providing dinner to the Bears All Access show. Stop by one of their 40 Chicagoland locations for the city's favorite stuffed pizza and visit Giordano's.com. You know what I've learned, Tim? In front of a microphone all of a sudden, when it's live, DJ Moore gets shy. You know, usually he's the guy saying, the first time I ever interviewed DJ Moore was after, this was in 2010. He had two takeaways against the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Right? So I'm interviewing him in the locker room after the game. Now keep in mind, this is Dallas Cowboys Stadium, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I ask him, you know, where'd you get those hands? And he goes, man, I have the best hands the people around here have seen since Michael Irvin. Where's that DJ?
He's still here now.
What's he like in the locker room? Does he yap all the time? Is he a talker?
Nah, he's not a very talk. I mean, that's DJ. He a brutally honest guy, you know. But
he says some things.
And he means it.
Yeah. But are there times where you guys might see or hear what he says or read what he says and go,
huh?
Whoa.
No, not me. That's DJ.
Because earlier in the year, you remember the whole Jay Cutler, Jamarcus Webb thing, right? That was a huge deal. Everyone made a big deal about it in Green Bay. And what people don't understand, it's football. Things happen during the heat of the moment, and it happens during that moment in time. But you were the only one who really, I guess, criticized the quarterback. Have you guys spoken since then?
Yeah, we spoke, played ping pong together and everything. So
everything's cool.
Yeah, that I know of. So,
who made the first move? You or him?
I don't know. I mean, we never really talk like that. I mean, normally though. So I just thought he probably would just understood what I was saying though. So.
But you both are from Vanderbilt. I mean, there has to be a natural connection. No.
No, not really, no.
Because you know, I look at you, I look at Jay Cutler, I think yes, there's a lot in common between the two of you.
I know that was a joke.
That was, yeah, that was, you know, a joke. And here's another thing, Tim, you're going to love this. So a couple of years ago, I was at Vanderbilt for a basketball game, and they had their huge athletic center. You walk in, there's a huge poster of, who's the Tampa Bay Rays pitcher that went to Vandy, David Price?
Yeah.
Huge, huge poster, this guy. On one side, on the other side, their big football star, DJ Moore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not Chris Williams, not Jay Cutler, not Hunter Hillenmeyer, not Earl Bennett. It was DJ Moore. And so I asked DJ about this, and he goes, hey, I won a bowl game. They didn't.
Right? I mean, looking at the stats and stuff from college, I was a better college player.
Ooh.
Right now, I had the opportunity to become the better pro player, but, you know, that'll come in time.
First team all SEC. His sophomore and junior years. You played in the SEC for Georgia. That's not easy to do.
No, not at all. So that definitely says a lot, you know, for DJ to become that for sophomore and junior year.
Not bad, right? In that conference? Whew. All right, time now to play Are You a Bears Authority, brought to you by Sports Authority. It's real simple. I ask you a question. If you know the answer, say your first name. And then I will call on you. You get an opportunity to answer the question. If you don't get it right, the other player can answer the question, and whoever's got the most right after seven questions wins a Sports Authority gift certificate for a lucky Bears fan. Tim, you're going to be playing for Max Goodman of Chicago, and DJ, you're going to be playing for Alex Tillett of Chicago. And if you're listening right now, want to sign up for a game in the future, all you have to do is go to chicagobears.com/CBN and click on the Bears All Access page, where you can also listen to all of our shows. And we've got a live studio audience, so I'm going to ask you guys a favor. Please do not tell these guys the answer, because you may know, they may not. And that's what makes it fun. You ready? It's going to get intense right now between the two defensive backs, DJ Moore and Tim Jennings. Question number one, where did Bears rookie receiver Alshon Jeffrey go to college?
DJ,
what's the answer?
University of South Carolina.
Yes.
South Carolina
is terrible.
And I mean, he still got it before you. And both of you guys are from South Carolina.
Right.
I have heard Alshon Jeffrey speak maybe five times. Doesn't say a lot. You know, very quiet guy. Can you understand? I can't. Can you understand him? You get the accent, right?
Yeah, we all like understand him. I can understand DJ. DJ understand me.
Right. But there are times where you guys start talking and no one else in the room can get the accent. And did you guys all grow up in different areas of South Carolina?
Yeah, we have.
So
me and Alshon are probably like 10-15 minutes away from each other.
And you guys have a lot in common other than playing for the Bears. He's really tall. You're not.
Yeah. It's kind of like night and day. I'm good. He's not.
He's injured. Give him a chance to get healthy. And he does have a couple of touchdowns, right?
Yeah, on default. But he's a
default.
Nah, he's a very good talented receiver, man. We expect a lot from him.
I imagine he was a good basketball player. DJ was a phenomenal basketball player, from what I understand, back in his high school days in South Carolina, right?
I was the man, pretty much, to put it like that. So.
That's the DJ.
I mean, I heard he went to a nice school for basketball or whatever. So I think he was good, though. So I'm not really sure. I ain't seen him play, though.
Man, that whole family was good. It was pretty good athletes, bro.
Yeah. Look, DJ smiling. You had a tough childhood in South Carolina, right? Is that the best way to describe it?
You can say that. Put it in short.
How would you describe it? Give people an idea.
I mean, for me, when I'm living in it, I mean, I don't really see all the. I mean, I don't see it as other people see it when they're looking in at it. So, I mean, I had fun pretty much. But I mean, it was, you know, like. Your lights off and yeah, people going to jail, people getting shot and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, it was just the norm pretty much.
And you had sports, which thankfully afforded you an opportunity to get out of that kind of lifestyle. But there might be people listening right now who are wondering, how do I escape something like this?
Well, it's school. You know, you got to go to school. You got to get the grades. I mean, you can't really get nowhere, I mean, without school. So school is the most important thing.
All right, let's continue. Question number two. This is a multiple choice question. How many regular season wins does Lovie Smith have as Bears head coach? A, 54, B, 78, C, 112, D, 80.
Tim.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go with the most and say 112.
Incorrect.
How many seasons has he played?
He's been here since 2004. This is season nine.
Nine. I would say on average he'll probably... And let me get the multiple choice again.
A 54, B 78, or D 80.
Nah.
I'll give you 3 seconds.
Say it again. Give me one more.
A 54, B 78,
come on
D
now,
80.
Come on.
78, 80. Yeah. 80.
Wrong. It was 78. 78 and 58. You know, Lovie Smith has taken a lot of grief. 20 games above 500. That's pretty impressive. Question number three. By the way, DJ has a 1-0 lead here in the game.
Yeah, we know.
Question
bro.
Number three. How many average points per game are the Bears allowing so far this season?
DJ.
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 15.
Correct. DJ has a commanding 2-0 lead.
Bang, bang.
Question number four. Listen closely. Name two of the three Bears on the current active roster whose last names begin with the letter R.
Somewhat. DJ.
Go ahead.
Said two of the three?
Yes.
Nick Roach.
That's one. One, two, three. Tim, you have an opportunity. All you need to do is name one.
Oh.
I didn't think of that.
Nick Roach.
That's one. We've established that. Three, two, one. I'll give you the other guys. Chilo Rachel. and Evan Rodriguez. So no one gets that right. DJ holds on to that 2-0 lead. Question number five. This is about someone in your room. Question number five. What year was Charles Tillman drafted in? Go ahead.
Was it 2002?
Incorrect. DJ.
Ooh.
You have 3 seconds.
01.
Wrong.
2000.
2003. Okay. Question number six. DJ can clinch it right here. In what round of the 2006 NFL draft did the Broncos select Brandon Marshall?
Tim.
Go ahead.
Fourth round.
Correct. Oh, we got a game here. It's a 2-1 lead for DJ over Tim. Question number seven. DJ can clinch it, or Tim can send it into our tiebreaker. It's a multiple choice question. What current Bears player went to high school in Alaska?
DJ.
Tim.
DJ?
Damn.
Zach Bowman.
Correct. And DJ wins. Yeah, Zach Bowman did go to school in Alaska. So congratulations go out to Alex Tillett of Chicago. We got to take a timeout. We'll talk about this Texans game coming up next with DJ Moore and Tim Jennings live from Hallis Hall with our friends from Conway Freight on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Along with Tim Jennings and DJ Moore, I'm Zach Sabin, and this is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, live from the George Muggs Hallis Auditorium with our friends from Conway Freight. Want to remind you that Bears Huddle and Bears Blitz, brought to you by Jimmy John's, is your chance to catch up on Bears news every Wednesday and Thursday at 4:30 p.m. on Comcast Sportsnet, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. Getting a lot of questions on Twitter at Zach Sabin. I'm sure you guys are getting a lot of stuff on your Twitter accounts as well. But I got a great question here from one of our friends from Conway Freight. You know, DJ was talking about how his wife is expecting in February, which just so happens to be around the time when the Super Bowl will be played down in New Orleans. Not saying, you know, not trying to jinx anything or saying anything, but if you were playing in the Super Bowl and your wife was to give birth that day, what do you do?
What do you do, DJ?
Miss the Super Bowl. That's it. You know, I watch, you know, from the hospital, whatnot. So,
you think there's any chance she would say, no, you got to play in this game?
No, I don't think so. not my wife, you know. She'll be telling you, like, hey, I think it's going to be close to the Super Bowl. You need to tell them right now.
Bears Huddle and Bears Blitz, brought to you by Jimmy John's, is your chance to catch up on Bears news every Wednesday and Thursday at 4:30 p.m. on Comcast Sportsnet, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. Rod Marinelli and Lovie Smith always like to say, the Bears earn the right to rush the passer, which means you got to stop the run first. One of the best running backs in football is going to be on the field for the Houston Texans. What's the key to kind of slowing them down? Because they're a little different than some of the other teams that you faced.
Really just our defense, just doing what they, you know, been doing all year. And, you know, with the back end holding up, doing their job, everybody doing, taking care of their responsibilities. We know what kind of run they like to do, and I think if we just do our job, it really won't be too much room for him to get going.
They do a really nice job with their play action fakes.
Yeah.
They're able to freeze a defense. How do they do that?
I think since they run so good, it opens up the play action. I mean, once you stop the run, I mean, if you do the play fake, it's not going to work, you know. So, I mean, if as long as we stop the run first, I mean, that's what they built on, just run. So as long as you stop the running back, I mean, it's going to take the play action away.
You can't guess when you play them, but you still want to play fast. That's tough.
It's not that tough.
I haven't been out there, so it's tough for me. But
yeah, you just got to read through your keys, work on some of the things you need to work on doing in practice, and, you know, kind of get a harp on your keys and what they like to do. And of course, you can play fast if you know what you're doing. So
you guys definitely know what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hard. It's not hard what we do.
Give me an idea of what it's like as a defensive player. And for you, it took a while. You were doing so many good things out there, Tim, but the last thing that you were able to do was put the ball in the end zone with you holding it against the Carolina Panthers.
About time.
What's that like when you're about to cross that line and you hit pay dirt?
Man, well, I'm sure DJ can, you know, speak on this because he's been there a couple of times. But my first time, man, it was just like a sign of relief. And at the time of the game, you know, when we needed to score, it was like, I mean, it was a rush for me, and I was just a sign of relief. And it didn't really hit me till after the game because the game wasn't over. I knew we had to go back out there and stop them again. But it was a sign of relief that, you know, finally got in the end zone.
Yeah, because he had been getting all those takeaways. He was helping teammates out by batting the ball away, and other guys were taking advantage of it. And then, you know, I just think when a defensive player scores a touchdown, it's like a soccer player scoring, period. You guys go crazy.
Yeah, you can put it that way.
I mean, you'd be so happy because you don't always, you know, get the ball. And, you know, every DB or every defensive player wants to play offense or think they can play offense. So when you get the ball, you just want to show everybody what you can do. And once you get in the end zone, you're just so happy to, I mean, even to get there. And it's, I mean, it's a total team effort. When you catch a pick, I mean, the guys got a block for you and everything. So everybody's fired up, everybody's happy, the fans and, you know, erupted and you're in the end zone and you're doing your little dance or whatnot. So, man, it's exciting.
Yeah, since 2005, the Bears are 20-2 when scoring a defensive touchdown. It's a game changer. And by the way, since Peppers came here, 2010, 14 defensive touchdowns have been scored by the Bears.
How many did he score?
Hey, exactly. You're not giving him credit? I'm telling you, I'm just saying.
It's all because of Peppers.
I'm just saying, you know, Cutler gets
you
his guys.
You guys and all your stats.
I'm saying if I were you, if I was a defensive back on the Bears, I would be getting Julius Peppers, maybe the tailored suit, the first-class airline ticket, you know, a nice watch. She's responsible
for it. That's what the Bears do, what they did when they bought him in. And he signed that big old deal. That's what we paid you to do. Like.
Got to take a quick timeout. More when we come back from Hallis Hall with our friends from Conway Freight and Tim Jennings and DJ Moore here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears Insider brought to you by McDonald's, featuring Jeff Joniak and Bears head coach Lovie Smith, airs Monday nights at 7 p.m. on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. Our final few moments here of Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority with the Hawk, Tim Jennings, and DJ Moore. What's DJ's nickname, Tim?
Sticky Fingers.
I like
Sticky
that.
Fingers. I just came over there. It's really not a nickname, but
he'll take it. He liked it, too. Has nothing to do with food. I mean, when the ball hits DJ in the hands, yeah, it stays there. That's a pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Zach Sabin awesome. With you as well here. Also want to remind you, you can ask a Bears question in the Toyota Fan Zone. Tweet any Bears-related question using the hashtag BearsToyota, and it might be answered during the Bears Game Night Live TV broadcast Sunday nights on Fox Chicago. If the selected question belongs to you, you'll receive a Bears Pro Shop gift card, so use the hashtag BearsToyota. In the meeting rooms this week, or in the locker room, who are the defensive leaders that they're talking, they're saying things this week? What's the talk among you guys? Like, when you get all the defensive players on your side of the locker room, what's being said? You guys talking football? Are you talking politics? Are you talking about the election? Are you talking about the Texans?
Talking about this week?
Yeah.
I mean, talking about life. Like, in the meeting room, we talk football. Football field, we talk football. We talk about what's going on in the world. I mean, that's a trick question, I guess.
No, it's not.
I mean, pretty much in the locker room, everybody does their own thing. You know, you got some guys will be playing FIFA, playing Foursquare, playing ping pong, something. So everybody's in their own, world sometimes.
Yeah, there are
so
53 different guys in there.
So.
I do ask Peanut, like, really, what are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do? But he's pretty locked in.
Oh, really? So you do? See, you're buying into it, too.
Yeah, but I mean, from what I heard, things are going well. They're going to try to have our wait till Monday, which is a good thing.
Yeah, that's what he'd like to do. He tweeted today that, don't worry, he'll be out there Sunday.
Yeah, everybody, y'all making it a big deal, so I'm glad he's letting you guys know. I wanted to know, too, but, you know, after he kind of explained to me, I'm kind of like, you know what, well, I mean, that is your life outside of football, and this is just football.
So. Yeah, as Lovie Smith says, family first.
Exactly.
Who's the smartest guy in that locker room?
Probably all. You mean, of course, you got all the Northwestern guys. So I mean, you got
some Vanderbilt guys.
You got the Vanderbilt guys.
Well, I don't know what you mean by smart, like football-wise or just let's like go, school-wise.
Let's go book smart, and then we'll go football smart.
I don't think none of us had to really take a test
in
the locker room. So. I don't know, you know.
You know, we don't check.
We didn't check guys' report cards before we got here.
But, but you guys know. I mean, you know when you're talking to someone. Oh, this guy, he's with it.
Or this intelligent.
Guy. Yeah.
I mean, of course, all guys got a lot of sense and a lot of intelligence. But of course, when I talk to Nick, I'm really amazed how well and.
Yeah, Nick Roach is at another level.
Yeah.
Right.
So I always.
He's an intellectual. and football smarts. Who's got the best knowledge of the game?
That's easy, man.
Really?
What do you think, BJ? Honestly. Football smarts?
Yeah.
54, Brian Urlacher.
I would say Nick, too. Because Nick knows, I mean, Urlacher's position, and he knows here. He knows a lot of positions. So.
Yeah, Nick does have to know all three.
So. I mean, Urlacher, he's smart, but he's been planning forever, so he should be able to deal with his eyes closed.
But I think a lot of people don't understand. That's the reason he's able to play. Even though he doesn't have the phenomenal athletic gifts that he had early on in his career, man, he still makes plays. I'm saying he knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, you said it, not me.
I've spoken to him about it. He's like a crafty pitcher in baseball where he might not have the fastball going 100 miles an hour, but
a mean changeup.
Yeah, there you go. Tim, DJ, thank you so much for joining us. Special thanks to our man, G Money, Greg Miller, our producer, Jimmy Lucas, the man who helped us blast through the speakers of your radio, our guys in the downtown studios, our friends from Conway Freight. I'm Zach Zaidman saying so long. This has been Bears All Access on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access has been brought to you by Sports Authority and has been sponsored by Toyota and Verizon.